The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. Holy God, we gather this day full of gratitude to you for your steady love to the people of St. Olaf College. We gather with a sense of wonder for how over years you have layered lives upon lives, blessings upon blessings, giving the people of this community reason for hope and joy. Hear the hearts and voices of this gathered people, praising and thanking you, yearning for your guidance, so that we may be your people of peace for the sake of the world. Hear our prayers through your Son, our brother and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. We are delighted to welcome the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, Bishop Mark Hansen, as our preacher today. We thank you for being with us. We are also delighted to welcome all of you. Thank you for being with us for this occasion and for all of the events that are going on today. We do want to alert you that the building dedication that was scheduled for right after this service has been postponed. So that gives more time for visiting, which is a good thing for Olis to do. Two scripture readings this morning. The first from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ, the word of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Founders Day is more for than giving deserved honor to the voices of Moose and Mullen and all those who have shaped St. Olaf's glorious past. Founders Day is about more than giving public recognition to the Christian faith and the Lutheran Church that were key to the founding and forming of this great college. Founders Day is for finding our voice and for climbing a mountain. So, did you come to chapel expecting a performance this morning? To hear the choir sing an anthem? To listen to the bishop preach? Well, if you did, you took a wrong turn on campus, and I'd suggest you slip out real quickly. This is not a performance hall. This is not a recital hall. You have gathered in a rehearsal hall. You have come to find your voice. In a matter of a few moments, every one of us is going to rehearse our voice, and we're going to practice climbing a mountain. So did you bring your voice? Find it. Hum. Listen to your own voice, will you? Let's hum the first line of Children of the Heavenly Father. Thank you. I'm actually here to take Anton's job away from him. Bless you. So you brought your voice. Now, did you bring your mountain climbing gear? Would you show it? Lift it up so I know you brought it. Oh, not many of you. Well, you're improvising. That's a good thing. Well, did you hear Isaiah's command? Get you up on a high mountain. This is not a time for people of faith to hunker down. This is not a time for us to lurk in the shadows. This is not a time for us to mumble and muffle our voices. This is a time to get you up on a high mountain. Get up there. That's right, wherever there might be for you. Get up there, whether you're there is a pulpit or a classroom or a tower, whatever place of prominence. Now I can see you students going, "Wow, the bishop came to talk to the clergy and the faculty and especially the religion department. You go get them up on that mountain, bishop. We'll just hang out here until you all come back down and we can listen to the choir, because that's really why we're here." Sorry, no exceptions this day. Because I believe every one of you has a there to which the prophet Isaiah is pushing you to get up there. It may be the classroom where you teach. It may be where you hang out with students in the dorm. It may be where you go to volunteer. It may be at a citizens forum where you engage candidates for public office. It may be where you go on a global semester. It may be when you go home and sit at a dining room table with your family at Thanksgiving. Get up on that mountain, says the prophet Isaiah. Lift up your voice. Cry out, cry out, tell whomever will listen, here is your God. So practice, try it. Turn to someone next to you and say, here is your God. Okay, let's admit it, it's an audacious claim, right? I mean, we're an academic community. You're taught to be critical of any such claims, to push back and say, how do you know that's your God and that God is here? Well, that's why we come to the rehearsal hall. That's why you take Bible when you come here, so that you'll know where God is when God shows up, so that we can gather in this rehearsal hall and experience God showing up where God has promised to show up, in the scriptures read, in the good news of Jesus proclaimed, in the words of forgiveness spoken, in the bath of baptismal waters remembered, in the peace that is shared. Here Christ is present for you. Lift up your voice. Cry out with strength. Do not fear. Your God is here. The one who loves you with a love from the beginning of time is here in Christ for you. The one who showed up in Jesus, who lifted up his voice, healing the sick, befriending the outcast, forgiving sinners, challenging systems of exclusion, restoring community, raising the dead, infuriating the powerful, preaching good news to those in poverty, liberation to those who are oppressed. Cry out, your God is here. You see, we engage the sacred texts so that every time we cry out, we don't sound as if we're sight reading the score for the first time. What we now pray for is that the Holy Spirit will give us the courage and the clarity to lift up our voice, climb up on a mountain, and cry out, let it be heard by all. Friends, especially Lutheran friends, let's stop our mumbling and let's stop being a church that the only voices people seem to hear are voices of a contention about human sexuality and voices of division in congregations. Let us stop mumbling. Let St. Olaf College scream out that it is, in fact, the Lutheran Church engaged in the vocation of higher education. It is the mission from the beginning and for its future. Oh, may the Holy Spirit give us courage to cry out, here is your God. Here is your God on the cross, the powerful instrument for silencing the Word made flesh. Here is your God in the grave, descended to the dead, so that there will be no place that you go in your living and your dying that you cannot have assurance that God has gone ahead of you. Here is your God. Lift up your voice, because if you don't lift up your voice, how will they hear? And if they do not hear, how will they believe in the Word of Christ? Here is your God, raising Jesus from the dead and lavishingly pouring out the Holy Spirit upon you and upon all people. That means all are welcomed here. God calls you by name. Do you realize what a radical voice it is that you've been given to speak out on the mountaintops in a culture where too often the religious voices that are being heard are voices drawing lines in the sand that are now set in concrete, defining and determining who is welcome and who is not and on whose terms? And you say with your voice, all are welcomed here in Jesus' name. Friends, what is at stake is not the reviews you're going to receive in the rehearsal hall, be it in this space of worship or in the classroom. Go ahead, go back to your dorm room, email your parents. The bishop said grades don't really matter that much, Mom and Dad. Because what's finally at stake is you having the courage and the clarity to raise your voice when you leave the rehearsal hall and go into the performance hall, which is called the world. Will you find your voice to speak the truth in a death-denying, death-defying culture, the truth of our humanity, that surely the people are grass, the grass withers and the flower fades? Will you get up on a mountain and cry out, the Word of God will stand forever? And that doesn't mean there will always be a Bible on the bookshelf in your room, no matter wherever you live, to remind you of the religious relic that was important to your ancestors and to the founding of this college, and it'll be there in case you have a crisis in your life and need to pull it down and find some words of encouragement. No, the Word of God standing forever means God's Word lives forever, that the living Word of God will always do what it promises, forgiving you, reconciling us, setting us free to be engaged in the world, serving our neighbor, and striving for justice and peace. Oh, yes, get you up on a high mountain and declare with the prophets of old, when God looks down upon us and wants to see the living quality of our faith, God will finally not be impressed by the eloquence of the bishop's preaching or the wonderful beauty of the St. Olaf College choir's anthem. Nor will God finally listen to the articulate teaching of faculty or be impressed by the reading of the student's writing, because first God will look upon the condition of those who live in poverty and with injustice, to there see the quality of the faith of God's people. Oh yes, St. Olaf College community, from the heights of Manitou Hills, you are called, you are sent to go cry out, "Your God is here." So the rehearsal's almost over. Turn to three people and tell them with conviction, "Your God is here. Your God is here. Your God is here." Three times. You can do it. Rehearse it. You know what? You are in great voice, and you are awesome mountain climbers. Amen.
Let us pray. We pray for the witness of the church, O God, that we might leave this rehearsal hall and with boldness, humility, and wisdom, we might proclaim good news, seek justice, and generously share our lives in service. We praise you for our Bishop Mark Hansen and his leadership of the ELCA. By the power of your Spirit, bless and keep him in this calling, and grant each of us strength and courage to live faithfully in the vocations to which we've been called. Lord, in your mercy. God of comfort, with tenderness make yourself known to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We pray especially for friends and family whom we name now in the silence of our hearts. Bring your healing power, O God, and grant us energy and compassion to enfold those who yearn for wholeness. Lord, in your mercy. We praise you for the vocations of St. Olaf's Alumni Award recipients. May their lives be a challenge and an inspiration, lives devoted to such callings as educating children in China, sharing the wonder of music, fighting AIDS, leading for the sake of wholeness and wellness, fostering human rights, welcoming refugees, fighting adolescent substance abuse, providing community for those with disabilities. Inspire us, especially our students, that with courage and resolve we might grow in discernment about our own callings, that place where our deep gladness meets the world's deep hunger. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share the peace with one another.